You mentioned the analogy, like the secret lighter in the wizard. We are, like, from now, we are all worried about like the technology advancement. And how can we distinguish it from like just something new, like a secret lighter, or it's like something destructive? Because I don't know whether like a technology advancement is a new things created and will be like not harmful if we are controlled, or something just cannot be controlled, just totally destructive.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good question. I mean, because it's almost always true that any new technology has a potential for being used in some constructive way, but also in some potentially destructive way. So for most things, it's just a question of the values that we apply when we develop these new technologies. You know, I mean, you... with nuclear technology, you can make bombs, but you can also potentially use it for medicine and power, maybe, and you know, do these things where you can save lives or be destructive. And that's true with a lot of things. One tricky thing is the development. There's certain technologies that seem so potentially harmful that then there's a question of you know, should scientists be allowed to develop certain, or technologists be allowed to develop certain things? You know, if it's going to potentially lead to some, you know, biological agent that could destroy the entire human race or something, you know, that gets frightening. And, but at the same time, I think history shows it's very difficult to prevent people from pursuing research in certain areas. Even if you have a law against it, then somebody else is going to do it, or somebody in some other country, or some company that wants to try to make a profit. You know, it's hard to prevent it. So then there's the question of how you guide it. You know, can you guide it? And there's some interesting examples, like when recombinant DNA technology was becoming possible in the 1970s. People said, oh, we're going to be able to really create new organisms. There was a meeting, it's called the Asilomar Conference. There was a meeting, international meeting in California, where people from the field, they kind of all got together and said, let's have some guidelines here. What are our guidelines? How are we going to do this? And they said there are different categories of research. There's some that have to be very carefully controlled. There's some that are not that dangerous. And they even said there are a few kinds of research that are so dangerous that nobody should pursue them. You know, like you can imagine, like nobody wants somebody to invent a new kind of smallpox that's like airborne and can, you know, you can come up with some experiments. Like, why would you do that? It's only going to cause great harm. And so they had a category of experiments that nobody should do. And what was interesting about that was it was the researchers themselves getting together and saying, let's come up with guidelines. It wasn't being imposed by some government or by some multinational group. It was the researchers themselves that said, hey, let's figure out how we're going to conduct ourselves. I don't know if that would always work. In fact, I don't think it will always work, but that's one interesting model. But it is a concern. It's a very good question, because you can imagine, especially now going into the 21st century, there's all these areas of like nanotechnology and artificial intelligence and, you know, very powerful new technologies that have a lot of potential to solve problems. But there are also some, you know, some scary sort of science fiction possibilities that could happen. So I think that's a problem that we, you know, we really need to wrestle with still. And I certainly don't have a perfect answer for you, but it's a really good question.